On this episode of the Green Street Beat, we're talking about the conceptual plan for a downtown farmers market and conservatory. It's a plan that could transform downtown Lee's Summit. Let's get to it. Today we're talking about some exciting news for Lee's Summit, a plan for a permanent farmers market and conservatory in downtown. I'm joined by City Manager Steve Arbo and Mayor Bill Baird. Thanks for taking the time to be on the podcast.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
So this conceptual plan would completely transform our downtown area. It includes permanent farmers market, conservatory, hotel, apartment complex, and an outdoor performance area. So obviously this is now larger than just a farmers market and outdoor performance space. How did you guys land on this plan and what made it an attractive option for downtown?
Well, I think that how it expanded and got so much bigger is that to put this together, more than one piece of property had to be purchased, and a lot more than what we needed for just a farmer's market. So in the process of the city having to buy basically more than a city block, half of a city block, we looked at it from an economic viewpoint where would we put the farmer's market if we were to utilize all of this land, and what would be around us? And when you look at the great corners that we had, as a way to extend the downtown with the hard corners and the economics of the project, we started thinking about a public-private partnership. And in that public-private partnership, we could do all of the infrastructure for the entire half-city block, but also keep for us the performance venue and the farmers market, and then be able to sell off the corners, the more expensive pieces, to the private sector.
So who was all involved in the conceptual design?
The concept of the farmers market and the performance space and the outdoor performance space has been something that has been something desired for a long time by our community and especially by our downtown community participants. But the concept really came out of the conversation when we had that bond issue that was going to just do the performance space. Then we were hearing from the downtown community that they would really like to combine it with the farmers market. And I think that's really where the genesis of having something that where there's synergy and where these elements build off each other started coming into play.
Obviously, this is a very large project. We've seen some comments on social media about this impacting the charming small downtown feel of our downtown currently. What's your response to that?
Well, we're going to protect that small downtown feel. That it's really an experience downtown. It's a culture, and we do not want to harm that in any way. In fact, we want to build upon that. We want to expand it down the street. That's all we're doing is taking the culture that we have in the downtown and taking it down Green Street. And the culture we're talking about is one of those, you know, walks down a street where you kind of go back in time and you take everything in, you're in the moment, and you say hello to everybody that walks by, and there's lots of gathering or public spaces to do that along this street. It's going to carry on the streetscape that you see in our downtown. It's going to blend quite well with City Hall, and City Hall was constructed in that manner. So we're really going to protect and build upon that experience that you're having downtown. We're just trying to expand it down another block.
And Eric, what I would say is I really think that this project is going to strengthen the charm, the small town charm, and the ambiance that we have at this time. Downtown is becoming a destiny in itself. And that's what our goal has always been. I love it when I hear people say that they are coming to downtown Lee Summit, as opposed that they're coming to a specific store or a restaurant, but they're coming here for the experience. And so we have been very fortunate to have unique, I'll call it quote unquote, mom and pop stores that have independent stores that have found their way into our downtown community. What we are trying to do as a city is to assure that there is the type of traffic and interest in downtown as a whole so that those places can thrive alongside everything else that's going on in downtown.
And this conceptual plan does include another apartment complex. As we all know, Cityscape's going up currently. Big question is, can downtown support two apartment complexes? And are we seeing a strong demand for that in downtown?
I think there's two parts to the question. One where I think Steve Arbo can answer best, but the part that I'd like to contribute is that it's vital for our downtown businesses to be supported. You know, even in the tough times like right now, the density we need around the downtown and the projects, the downtowns across the nation that survive recessions and such are the ones that have the type of livability all around it and density. And we're an award-winning downtown, but even by national standards, when we're like, how can we improve upon the downtown? It's you can protect, the answer has been, you can protect your businesses downtown by having more homes or living conditions where the people that work downtown can live downtown. And Steve has, I think Steve's got the information on research that we've done in the past.
Yes, Mayor. So we have done a study on the capacity of available multifamily units in what the market will support here in Lee Summit. And we have found that the market is very strong, continues to be very strong for multifamily dwelling units, especially given the 2008 recession and when property values and single family homes actually decreased in value. A lot of young professionals were watching their parents' investment, and they've said to themselves that they don't want to make that investment. In fact, they want to have the freedom of making choices. And I really think that the downtown apartment complex will contribute, just as the mayor said, to the strength of our investors, whether they be restaurants or stores, because there'll be a daily market that will be able to support them, and we won't be relying just solely on having to capture regional market to come to the downtown. So we will continue to monitor the market strength of multifamily in Lee Summit. We really have seen a great response to the complexes that have been built in the last year and a half to 2 years. And we certainly don't want to overbuild, and we'll keep our eye on that matter so that the quality of the apartment complexes that we have right now, that they'll remain there because there'll be a strong demand for them.
Well, that kind of leads me into my next question too. This is a conceptual plan. So how much of it is set in stone? I know obviously the farmer's market and performance space, those are two guarantees, but the other parts of the plan, are those definitely happening? Are you kind of waiting to see what ideas come in from master developers, what their ideas are, and build out a vision from there?
Totally conceptual right now. I mean, we know we want a performance venue and farmer's market. I think the location, the aerial that we have is a really great starting point. But once we identify a developer, a master developer to work with, will we really be able to to harness what we, you know, and leverage so that we can have a boutique hotel? That's a good question. I think right now, I think it's a good place to start. And I think that the demand is there. I think the initial reaction we've had from developers throughout the region has already shown a great interest, you know, as far as wanting to know more and information about it. But each corner is commercial. I would consider even the apartment buildings commercial in the real estate world. So, So I think placement-wise of the farmer market and the performance venue, I think those really haven't changed much, even from the concepts that were up 4 years ago. It's still basically the same general location. It's just that how can we use the perimeter of the block to maximize and of course cultivate that culture that we're talking about, that wonderful experience downtown. And I think that this is our first shot at it, but we do need to be able to have first off the developer, and then you know the end owners of the of whether it be the developer or other owners that would invest into the apartment building, maybe retail, restaurant, and potential boutique hotel.
I would say one thing is certain, and that is that our commitment to the public spaces and the public uses, those are solid. We're not wanting to change those. We've made a commitment that we will have a permanent farmers market, and we will have an outdoor performance space, and that we will have some type of space that we're calling a conservatory that could be a flex space for very small gatherings or contribute to the other public spaces. As the mayor has indicated, the private investments, this process will allow us to see what the market will support at this time, and also the quality of the construction at this time. And what's important to us is that as the rest of the downtown, when you look at downtown, there's a variety of types of uses. There is there are people that are living in downtown. There are restaurants. There are retailers. There are personal services. And we want to make sure that we keep that variety in this space so that it can contribute and also have a good chance of being flexible as the economy changes in the future.
I also would add that the flexibility is there. You could put a boutique hotel at any one of those corners that we have. So in other words, yes, the conceptual could very much change, but it might still have all the same elements.
And you touched on it a little bit, Mayor, about the reaction we've seen so far. City Council just gave the approval to start the process of identifying a master developer. Is there a lot of excitement for this type of project in the development community?
I think that one reason people, developers, are excited about this and have been already contacting us wanting to know more is because this is what they do for a living. Developers develop, and real estate agents and brokers, they sell. And they're always looking for the best opportunity, and especially in a tough market. So technically, we're in a recession, and we're planning for the other side of the recession. We're planning for our future successes. Because this will take time. And so on the other side of the pandemic and the other side of the recession, these developers, they plan years out. And I might have been quoted the other day as saying developers develop. And that's what they do. So they're going to want to develop in the best opportunity. What better opportunity is there in all of Kansas City than the downtown Lee Summit economy? And this great opportunity. So I think that's why we're getting so much interest right now.
With City Council, the presentation, it's been mentioned several times that we want a master developer to pretty much take over this entire project. Why is it so important to have one developer leading this project?
Well, Eric, there are about five basic elements to this project, and it's important that when we get through, we don't want this to look like a piecemeal project. We want it to look like a comprehensive, well-planned out, well-thought-out project. And there really is a synergy where things will build on each other, and the quality will be even better if it's done in a thoughtful way, as opposed to some developments you can see. Let's take like a retail shopping center where they have outlots. And so they have their primary building, and then they just sell their outlots to other stores or other points of interest. And so you really don't get a very strong, cohesive development. And it's not as attractive as maybe a shopping center that's all under one ownership. And there's a common theme and look and feel that attracts people to that location. So we want to make sure that this resource that we have, which is our downtown and this space, that we make it the very best and that we don't have something that feels out of place. The other thing that's important for us, Eric, is that there will need to be public infrastructure, such as a stormwater control system, parking, water and sewer utilities, electric lines, and those things have to be planned out comprehensively, and the investment will be much more efficient if you can do it all under one owner and under one developer, as opposed to everybody trying to find their own space.
With a project of this scale, will there be a cost to taxpayers?
I think the honest answer is we don't know, and nor should we pretend that we do know. I know that my goal, and I know the mayor's goal, is to use the public dollars in the wisest method possible. And it would be wonderful if there is not another public dollar that is needed, and we find a private investor that is able to accomplish everything that we've hoped to do in this conceptual plan. But is that possible? At this point in time, we really don't know. We hope that we don't, but I also am not I'm not bashful of coming to the council and saying you could get this level of quality by being a co-investor in this way. I think we owe it to the community and to the governing body, if that opportunity presents itself, to present it. But again, our goal is to take what we've already invested in this and make the most out of it.
And I would add that when you say is this going to cost the taxpayers, that's such a general question that could go so many different directions. I know that the CID that for the downtown was a decision that was made many, many years ago, and it is a cost to the taxpayers of 1 cent on purchases downtown. But the benefits to the city of Lee Summit, the downtown, have been, absolutely incredible. That's why we're having this conversation today, is because of bold decisions and brave decisions that were made in the past, like pursuing a CID. It's changed the streetscape. It's added to the streetscape, and it's given us an opportunity in this situation to even partner with the CID for this project. So, everything has to be weighed: the benefits, the positives, and the negatives. And we're definitely going to be prudent when it comes to this.
And I couldn't do a podcast about this plan without bringing up the ice house. I know one set of renderings includes the ice house in the plans, the other one does not. What is the future of the ice house in downtown?
Well, I think that we, with purpose, we did the conceptual plan with and without the ice house, so that we could communicate to our potential private partner that at the end of the day, we want the very best for Lee Summit. If we can keep the ice house and it can be a contribution that's significant, then, and that's the way that the developer feels about it, then I'm sure that that would be brought forward. But if the ice house is seen as an impediment and a hindrance to a overall quality development, then I think that we also ought to have that conversation as well.
I guess, what sort of timeline are we looking at with this whole process? The RFQ process, and then when you could potentially be shopping at this farmer's market?
So more times than not, in the public sector, we try to move things as quickly as possible. And we do want to make sure that this progresses every week that we work on it. But, the mayor has already mentioned about the timing of coming out of the recession and out of the COVID impact on our economy. And frankly, right now, no one really knows what the market will be like, and we don't even know what the other side looks like, or when the COVID crisis will come to something that's under control. But what we're doing during this time of uncertainty is that we're planning and we're putting in structures and processes. And when we feel that the market is more certain and that investors are ready to begin putting money into good projects, we want to be poised and ready to be available for that investment. And so I see the planning and the conversation and the negotiations, them taking several months, But I don't know that we're losing. I don't think there's an opportunity cost that we're losing by it taking several months or even up to a year, because we really need to have some time to better understand what the future looks like when it comes to the market and what will be driving market forces in the future.
And I guess I'll end with, why do each of you feel that this is an important project for the future of Lee Summit?
When you look at Lee Summit, for me as a city manager, when you look at Lee Summit, the strength and the spirit of our community is found in our downtown. And through that strength and spirit, it resonates out to the rest of our community. We're a very large city geographically, 67 square miles. And with that, we have to have a center point that we all can look to and say, this is who we are as a community. So it's important for the mayor and for the city manager and for the city council and for my leadership. It's important for all of us to work together to make sure that we have the strongest downtown possible, because that strength is reflective of our community as a whole. So this project to me is a way of assuring that strength continues in the next several decades.
And I think the we're here today having this conversation again because of how far Lee Summit downtown has come. It's always been wonderful and quaint and charming, but it's really very much a local destination. And we really have talked at great length. Are we a regional destination? Do people really come from other parts of the city to our downtown? And I do think that they do to a degree, but I think that the bar is always being raised with regard to other downtowns, and we think we're the best. And in fact, I know we're the best, but people are always trying to aspire to be like Lee Summit, and they're always going to try to do things a little bit better. And this is our way of continuing to build upon our greatness in the downtown, continuing to invest in our downtown to make sure that we are the finest and the best downtown in the nation. And I think it's paid off tenfold in the past, as you can see how vibrant and lively it is and what a great experience we have downtown. And I think that this is just a further commitment to the history of our stakeholders and citizens that have been doing this since 2004, when a master plan was put in place, and clear back into the 1990s when a master plan for the downtown was first discussed. So we're just carrying this forward as designed and as dreamed by the previous citizens and stakeholders in the downtown.
Well, I appreciate you both taking the time to be on the podcast today. And for those listening, I encourage you to head to the city's website if you haven't already and look at the renderings. It's a very exciting project for the future of Lee Summit. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the latest episode. Help spread the word and share it with friends and family. We'd also love to hear your thoughts about future topics. Send us an email to communications@cityofls.net.